Over the past 5 years, prime London property has risen in value by 42%. Activists say it is partly fueled by dirty money from the proceeds of crime, which is being laundered through the purchase of property. In a recent television programme titled From Russia with Cash, anti-corruption activist Roman Borisovich posed as a Russian government minister looking to buy property with stolen money and visited several real estate agents in central London. Speaking to VOA via Skype, he described what happened.
They were all eager to proceed. Even if when I was telling them that the money was meant for procurement of drugs and I stole the money, and you know, obviously some sick people were deprived of health care, and they could not care less.
All the agents suggested buying the properties through offshore companies to offer anonymity to the buyer. One proposed exploiting tax havens in Cyprus and the British dependency of Jersey to set up a so-called shell company.
This particular agent was volunteering to put us in front of a Jersey financiers to put the trust together, and the secret lawyer to put everything else together.
Government figures show $191 billion worth of property in Britain is owned by offshore companies. Speaking on a trip to Singapore Tuesday, Prime Minister David Cameron said most were legitimate businesses, but acknowledged there were problems.
I'm determined that the UK must not become a safe haven for corrupt money from around the world. We need to stop corrupt officials or organised criminals using anonymous shell companies to invest their ill-gotten gains in London property without being tracked down.
Analysts say the government has been aware of the laundering allegations for years.
And this is dirty money, coming from crime, maybe coming from terrorism. So this needs to be dealt with now.
Under British law, real estate agents are to report any suspicions that the cash used to buy property has been obtained through criminal means, but many agents say they should not be expected to detect sophisticated fraud. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.